This week on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Season 3, Episode 4, TMNT Classic, The Maltese Hamster. I'm King Cowabunga.
And I'm Pizza Tossin' Gub.
And you're listening to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Episode 22. Episode 22.
It's a good one, too.
Yeah, right there. There it is. You know, and then it's going to get put up probably at the same time as episode 21, because I haven't
back-to-back episodes.
Back-to-back. Same day.
For you scumbag listeners.
On a consistent schedule. We're just not getting put up on a consistent schedule.
This is also, like, a rare weekend record for us.
Yeah, right? That's how much we wanted to get it out. Look at that.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever recorded on a Saturday.
We might have, but I don't. Who knows?
Who knows?
When does it go up usually? Just whenever.
You know.
Whenever the winds of fate.
Whenever. You know, if somebody has a problem with it, email us at ninjapodcast@gmail.com.
Do you check that email?
I do check it.
Do you?
Yep.
I don't think I have access to it.
I gave you the password.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I'll double check.
If you listeners want to complain, I go. Email us at ninjapodcast@gmail.com.
We should have like drops, like audio drops in this. So.
Yeah, you can get right on that. You're acting as if I got all this free time to do these things, right? Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, so this is the Maltese Hamster, obvious reference to the Maltese Falcon, the movie.
Yeah, it's a good episode.
You don't know what that movie is, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You know what's weird about this episode? They never say the Maltese hamster is what it's made of.
It's made of hamster.
Well, in the Maltese Falcon, they say what is it made of? And he says it's the stuff dreams are made of.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's like the famous line from Maltese Falcon.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
It's awesome.
It's actually funny is because I feel like of all the film noir movies I've seen, I don't like it that much. And people consider it to be one of the better film noir movies. So I kind of want to rewatch it now and see, you know, maybe I wasn't really paying attention when I watched it the first time.
Yeah, I watched it in a class and it was really good.
Yeah.
And I watched it again since.
My favorite, probably one of my favorite film noirs is Double Indemnity.
Double Indemnity is fucking awesome.
Oh my god, it's so good. Just from start to finish, it's such a good movie.
Yeah, it's so fucking good.
So yeah, I kind of hold most movies to that standard when I watch a film noir movie.
Yeah, I don't.
All right, but let's get into this. So Maltese Falcon is a clear reference to...
Maltese Hamster.
I'm sorry, Maltese Hamster is a clear reference to Maltese Falcon, which is a whole film noir genre. I don't think this is really a genre of movie that people talk about today.
Film noir?
I feel like the average person, you know, or some kid in his 20s, doesn't really know anything about film noir.
Yeah, there's not really a modern film noir, except the latest one I can think of is, have you ever seen Brick?
I have not.
Brick's awesome. Brick's like noir-ish. It's good. You should check it out.
But what would you, I mean, I feel like the closest modern big movie I could think of that was film noir and it's not film noir it's like a parody of film noir is Sin City.
Yeah, but Sin City's pulpy. It's not noir-y really. It's just fucking...
I think it's definitely noir-y.
I don't know about that.
I disagree. It is certainly...
It's so pulpy.
It's got a little bit of both.
It's got a little bit of both.
But it's a parody of it. You know, it's just, it's not a real... You know,
yeah. So it's, anyway, also, but, it's also not a good movie.
It's not. This is a comedic parody of film noir. So it starts off with them in their trench coats, and Donatello
doing voiceover.
Is he supposed to be Edward G. Robinson? Who is he trying to be?
I think he's supposed to be Sam Spade, but I think he's doing a like a Bogart impression. But
I was questioning, is he supposed to be doing Bogart? Is that
I think he's supposed to be doing Bogart.
I think for anybody who doesn't know, Bogart is Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah.
Very famous actor.
So it starts with the voiceover, and they run to a bank heist.
And the style of the voiceover is written as a goofy version of the style of voiceovers from certain film noir movies.
Yes.
Where they kind of go into these long descriptions of things and, you know, like there's a certain style to it, and they're kind of making fun of it. So that's what the beginning of this is. And Raphael goes, Donatello, you got to cut that out. And he goes, I can't help it. Look at the trench coats. So they're making, you know, look, the trench coats, they're wearing the film noir detective trench coat.
Yeah.
Their fedora on, you know. They might as well.
It's a fun little joke that goes up the movie that Donatello is doing voiceover but actually talking, and the other turtles are getting annoyed. Or Raph is specifically getting annoyed.
And what's weird, though, is I feel like this comes out of nowhere.
The voiceover?
No, just the whole thing.
The whole thing comes out of nowhere. Well, I mean, yeah.
Donatello suddenly wants to do film noir, and he's really into film noir. I can understand if in earlier episodes they showed a lot of film noir movies, and Donatello is going, I love this. Well, you know?
These aren't meant to be watched in order.
These episodes
were never meant to be watched in order, and there's never really a continuity. Every episode begins and ends with the characters in the same place.
Michelangelo always likes pizza, right?
Yeah, but it's never like he. You never like start an episode with like, "Hey guys, remember that pizza episode 8 last episode? Like, no, it was really good."
But think of it like this: we do know Michelangelo and the Turtles love bad movies. Yes. They like, you know, cheerleaders versus whatever, you know, space aliens.
Karate commandos versus
something cheerleaders. So we know throughout the whole show they're like that. They like pizza. So if they had that little film noir reference throughout the show as well, this episode would make more sense. But regardless, it's still good. And then so there's a bank robbery, and there's some mafia guys shooting up banks with laser guns.
Yeah, they go to a bank robbery, a scene of a crime that April's reporting on. And yeah. April's like, this is not normal bank robbery because people are using laser guns.
Right.
And then we follow the mobsters that have the laser guns. And it's like, what's the mobster's name?
I forget. It was
I thought I wrote it down somewhere. He has the weirdest name.
Tony the Butcher.
Tony the Butcher Vivaldi.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
He's joking around.
Tony the Butcher Vivaldi, yeah.
So that's the guy, and
he's so Italian.
Of course he is. God. And then the turtles, especially Donatello, begin to speculate the Shredder is involved, because why would a bunch of, you know, Dago mafia guys have laser guns? And then, so now you're getting this weird combination of Ninja Turtles, which is kind of a weird version of superhero in its own way, and now science fiction and film noir.
And mobster movies.
And mobster movies, all in one thing. Oh, and it's funny, right?
So yeah.
It's a very weird, but fun kind of idea.
They're talking to April about it, and they're walking around, looking for a clue. I don't know what – they're just walking around, and April's like, there's an antique shop. Let's go in.
It's a 24-hour antique store, which is great because we know those are really common. And
April runs in because she really wants a hamster that's sitting in the window.
Oh, that's right. She sees the Maltese hamster in the window.
She doesn't know it's the Maltese hamster. She just sees a hamster statue, and she really wants it.
What woman doesn't want a hamster statue in her apartment, I ask you?
Irma,
she just wants a man.
Ooh, so they go into this antique shop, mm-hmm. right? April's like haggling with the guy, or not talking to the guy about the hamster statue, and they find an antique pizza maker.
Yeah,
which Mikey really wants.
Because yeah, that was normal, right? But whatever, let's.
Mikey really wants it. Also, his prices are like 10 cents for an antique or something.
Yeah,
his price is like it's $1.10. Mikey wants to buy the pizza maker, but he's like,
he's 20 cents short.
Yeah, he's 20 cents short. It's like 10 bucks and 40 cents. And he's like, I only have 10 bucks and, you know, 20 cents or whatever.
Let's forget it. Wouldn't even budge on 20 cents.
And then she gets it shipped home by that little 90s boy.
Some punk kid.
He's the best.
He's the background character of the week.
He is background character of the week. That's a gimmick we gave up on, background character of the week.
It's kind of.
It didn't really pan out.
You know, we're feeling it out.
What's that guy's name? The little kid. Remember Mikey? What's his name?
We were all that kid.
Chester.
Chester. Mikey likes it. I don't know. Anyway, some punk kid is supposed to deliver.
Famous Chester.
That's funny. What? Some punk kid is supposed to deliver the hamster to April's.
And then Mike... apartment. Oh, April also says her address. She's like on 13th Street.
Is that right?
Yeah, she says like... Hold on, let me...
We should look up where she actually lives. Going to Google Maps.
110 West 13th.
I wonder if that's a real place. Probably
I don't know if it goes that high. 110 West 13th.
So anyway, so Michelangelo tries to buy the pizza maker, and this guy will not budge on the price. So then the turtles leave, and then the mafia guys roll in there, and they want the Maltese hamster, and the guy says he sold it, and they get upset, and they start – I love this part. So they get upset, and they pull out laser guns. Yes.
By the way, that's April's apartment.
Oh, all right. All right.
It's currently under construction. How ironic.
It's not ironic. It's what you would expect. It's PT. It's post-turtles.
PT right now. It's PT. It is literally under construction right now.
So in case people don't get the reference, if you haven't listened to earlier episodes, the joke is that anytime the Ninja Turtles go anywhere, they destroy it. They go to April's apartment, it gets blown up. They go somewhere, it gets blown up. Everything they touch gets destroyed. They kind of have the Midas touch, except things don't turn to
gold. The reverse of the Midas touch.
It's not gold, it just blows up. So funny. So
yeah, the mobsters come in looking for the hamster.
Pull out their laser guns.
They just bust out their huge, crazy laser guns.
I love
and
that.
Just tear the place to shit, basically.
The place up! And then and then Michelangelo finds a quarter and he wants
can
to
we,
go back.
Can we just talk about how high the pants are for the butcher Vivaldi?
I love that. I was actually...
It's the fucking best. And he has the gem on his tie, too, that, like...
You know what's funny you say that? I was actually drawing it earlier for fun. I was drawing the pants really high.
Yeah. So then on the way home, Mikey finds a quarter and he runs back to buy the antique pizza maker.
Good connection there with the plot, right? Because
this is a tightly written episode.
Yeah, I actually was impressed by that. I went, hey, look at that. The whole thing about him not being able to afford the pizza maker ties together.
Yeah, in earlier episode, that would just be a throwaway joke that he's broke and can't afford this antique pizza maker.
Right.
It would never come up again.
Ties together.
But David Wise, writer of this episode, David Wise.
He was a wise man.
He's a wise man.
So Mikey goes back. And then suddenly he gets dragged into this laser fight.
Yeah. But then he gets caught.
No, because it turns out the mafia guys also have to catch the turtles.
Yes, because they are, in fact, working for Shredder. Sure.
And then...
Which we learn, basically. Then the point.
Throughout this episode, I mean, right after that point, then who gets caught next, I think?
Well, after that point, they realize Mikey's been gone for a while, so they split up to look for him. While the mafia guys go, like, because they're looking for the hamster, so they decide to go to every antique store in the city and just, like, wreck shit for that hamster.
I also love the hamster setting on the gun later. That's great.
That comes up later.
No, I'm sorry. Antique
setting.
That's the best.
So the turtles realize Mikey's taking so long, so they split up to look for him, and Raphael and Leonardo get caught.
By this weird laser.
Oh, no, Raphael gets caught.
Yeah. It's a laser gun that the mobsters have that just lassos you.
Yeah.
Because lasers can do that. Why not?
It's, yeah. This episode is really good.
It's just funny.
It's just really, like, well written.
So then Raphael gets caught, and then Leonardo eventually gets caught. Well, no, they join up with Splinter, right? And then...
Bro, Leonardo goes... they join up with Splinter. Like, Leonardo, Donatello... and Splinter go up to look for the other Raphael and Mikey.
Yep.
And they go to an antique store because they know they're blowing up antique stores or something. And Leonardo...
You know, I almost wanted to point this out. It's kind of funny to think about. Isn't it funny how antique stores are being destroyed by modern technology?
Yes.
Or very advanced technology, right? Is there a reference there, maybe?
I don't think I actually say anything about it.
If you will. That all of these really futuristic technologies will destroy antiques, right? They made them obsolete. Huh? Huh? Maybe? No? All right, forget it. So then they fight the mobsters with Splinter.
And Splinter and Leonardo get caught.
Yep. And one of the mobsters, I think, says to Splinter, "You dirty rat."
Yes, and he said, I always wanted to say that.
Yep.
Which is a fun little throwaway line.
Noir reference.
Yeah. And then they blow up a building and it all falls down on Donatello.
That's how you do it.
And they're like, he's dead. And they go, they're like, we finished it. We did our job for Shredder.
And he's not dead.
No, of course he's not dead. This is also one of the first episodes where they start individualizing the turtles.
Yeah, I noticed that.
They start to do later. They start to make episodes about specific turtles.
Yep.
And like their arc in that story, which is interesting, like spotlight on a character. So you get to learn like Donatello a little bit more in this episode than you normally would.
No, that's a good point. And what I also what was I gonna say? You also kind of see, just kind of playing off that, his personality and what he's into and things like that.
Because this episode doesn't make sense with Donatello as that character, as the noir guy.
Right.
Although, it'd be Donatello or Raphael as the noir guy.
Like, I was actually thinking it'd be Michelangelo.
Really? I wouldn't think. Michelangelo's too goofy.
Yeah, but this is kind of goofy, right?
Yeah, but I feel like Raphael would do it because he did it in the movie.
That's right, he does do it in the movie.
Yeah. So then Donatello gets up from being crushed by all these bricks off the destroyed building, right?
You know what that reminds you of? Did you ever see there's an episode of Batman the Animated Series, the Bruce Timm 90s Batman.
Yes.
And there's one where, you know how they always end on these cliffhangers, a building falls on somebody or something like that. Now, we've already established the turtles can handle these kinds of things.
Yeah.
They can take a beating and survive from it. They're not human. They're mutant turtles. There's one of those Batman episodes, I think it's the one when Batman fights the character who's, I think it's the puppet who's a mobster.
Oh, what the hell? Scarface? Scarface.
I think it is Scarface.
Same with Scarface.
But he fights that guy.
Yeah, Scarface.
Okay, there's a part.
The ventriloquist and Scarface.
Yeah, the ventriloquist and Scarface. There's a part where Batman is encountering them in a warehouse. And there's a giant pile of, it looks like, it's like metal bricks of gold. Like, it's like, you know, a brick of gold, but instead of a brick of gold, it's a brick of metal.
Yeah.
Or silver or whatever it is, right? And Batman's on the other side of it. And they push the whole thing onto Batman.
Yep.
And it just falls on him. And then the episode, then it goes to commercial. And then they go, well, he's dead. And they leave and he gets up. I'm going, no. No. He's dead. There's no way you could survive that.
Yeah.
You can't drop. That's like dropping a car onto him. And he just gets up. It's fine. There's no possible way he could survive that.
At least in this episode, like, Donatello's injured.
But also, he has a big shell.
Even this episode, like, he like limps over away from it. He's like, it's clearly hurt. Like,
right.
he can't be bleeding because it's a kid's cartoon.
Right.
But if this is like a real, you know, if it was like a real noir, he'd be like bruised and injured and bleeding, and then fall into, you know, wherever he ends up.
Oh, speaking of kids' cartoon, there's also on staying on Batman for a second. There's also a scene in one of the Batman episodes where Batman flies through a window, but for some reason the censors at the time said that kids shows you weren't allowed to have broken glass.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have broken glass.
So I think you told me this and I saw it. There's a part where Batman is about to swing through this window and they're in a hospital and suddenly somebody grabs one of the hospital things, you know, those sheets.
Yeah.
And pulls it in front of the window he's about to burst through, and then he bursts through the window and goes through that, and that's how he enters the room. So you don't actually see the glass break. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Why would, oh, Batman's coming, I know, let me grab this thing and wheel it in front of the window. What difference does it make?
Yeah, there's an image of all the things you can't do in the Batman cartoon that Bruce Timm drew.
That's pretty funny.
Batman, Bruce... I don't know, I gotta find it, but... Oh, there it is.
I'll just look it up. But, yeah. Alright, so anyway, so Donatello now is solo, and he has to save all the turtles.
Yeah. So he limbers over to the television station.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get the image?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Those are all things you can't do. There's like 13 things in there that you can't show, I think, at that point about. Like,
nudity? Catwoman is naked... The Joker is shooting a child.
You can't show shooting. No, he's not shooting a child. He's shooting Batman. And then you can't show children in danger.
Oh, is that right?
You can't show broken glass, children in danger, choking. drugs, like the needle, smoking, booze, and a broken glass, I think, is the other one.
And
the cross, yeah, the cross.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, where are we? Donatello limps over to Channel 9.
Yep.
People are confronting April, telling her she's the one that can do the story because everyone else is scared.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see Irma on the phone. Do you remember this part?
Yeah, she's talking to somebody.
She's like, I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, maybe next week then. Oh, maybe next month.
Irma getting rejected.
Maybe
even
next year.
Even after being the 50-foot Irma, nobody cares.
No one gives a shit about Irma. Poor Irma.
Well, you know, she's got to up her game.
Yeah. Goddamn.
She's got to up her game. Come on. There's some guy out there who go out with Irma.
Irma is like a pitch for a 90s sitcom so hard, isn't she?
That's Irma we've talked about.
That's Irma.
It's got the canned laughter.
Yeah.
She comes home to April. So, April, where have you been? Oh, you know, hooking up with all the guys in the neighborhood. And then, you know, Fox. Woo! The live audience.
Yeah.
How about you, Irma? Oh, you know, nobody called me today. Canned laughter. Oh. Sorry, this is too much in my own head now.
Yeah, I would watch an Irma show.
That's Irma. It would just be a pilot. It would just be one episode.
Yeah, it would just be a pilot. It never gets made.
This is a pilot.
So
if it got made, it wouldn't even finish up its season. It would be canceled before it got made.
No, it'd be a show, and then April would be in the show, but April would have to be like super, super hot. Anytime she walks in, you hear like, ow, woo.
Woo, the crowd, the canned howling.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny.
Just like it's just they're basically Kelly and Bud from Married with Children.
Oh yeah, I could see that. That's actually a pretty good explanation. I would say that's totally on the money. And then it would just be about Irma trying to get dates and it never works. That's the whole show. I mean, not April. I'm sorry, Irma.
Yeah. So Donatello shows up at the Channel 9 News or whatever, Channel 6 News, whoever they work. And explains to April and Irma what happened. I don't know why he's telling Irma.
Well, she got
Irma's not gonna do shit about this.
What's she gonna do?
And they end up going to. They decide to go to the nightclub that they have. The what's it called? The Meat Hook.
Is it the Meat Hook?
They have the butcher themed nightclub. It's the fucking best.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You go to a nightclub and there's, you know...
There's slabs of meat hanging around.
Slabs of meat just hanging around. It's pretty great.
Yeah, but before they go, they show the back room and they show the butcher talking to Shredder about the plan and how he got all the turtles. But he can't find the hamster statue because the hamster has... No, he can't find the hamster statue and then he has this machine that can...
It's a magnet.
Yeah, the big magnet machine thing.
That finds antiques.
That finds anything.
Oh, right. But he said it's antiques.
It's like home furnishing, men's underwear, banks. And then he said that it's antiques and it sucks all the antiques up in the city.
That's right.
Which is weird.
Which is amazing. I would love to have a gun that did our thing.
No, they don't go. They don't go to the bar yet. They're looking for clues. And then they follow all the antiques that are floating in the air to the club.
Right.
But there's that weird scene where they meet the cop in the middle of the street. Do you remember that?
No.
So when all the antiques are flying through the city, April...
Oh, yeah, this cop.
There's that weird cop that keeps giving them clues, like, don't play in the street.
Yeah, right.
Like, wash your hands after dinner or whatever.
He's the obnoxious, don't do, you know, these things.
Yeah, but it's so odd because it's like, it's just a filler.
It's just a public service announcement.
Yeah.
And then they go to the club, which is the best club ever.
Best club. That's just has meat shanks hanging from the ceiling. Just
who doesn't want to go to a place like that?
It's got with a capicole.
What?
Capicole.
What's that?
Are you Italian?
Yeah. What is it?
What is capicole?
I'm only half.
it's the salted cured meat.
Probably know what it is. I just don't know the name of it for some reason.
Oh, it's so good. You should get some.
All right. So then They go through the club.
I did not know a capicola is.
I'm sorry. I'm
upset with you.
We're not friends anymore.
I'm upset with you. How do you not know? It's like prosciutto.
Well, I know what that is, definitely.
Capicola is like prosciutto.
Okay, I see. I know this. I just didn't know the name.
You've had it. I'm sure you've had it.
Probably have.
That would be your, when your family get-togethers.
That would be breakfast. Right off the hook. Start the day.
They're just gnawing on it off the hook.
Here's your piece.
So they go... So they walk straight to the back room, which is weird.
Well, you know, they got the episode's getting to the end here. You know, you gotta speed things up.
And they knock over... They find out, like, what the Maltese Falcon, the Maltese Hamster does.
Well, the way they find out is really funny. So he just confronts... Donatello goes inside of a TV.
Oh, wait, do they catch April before they go in? No.
I think they do.
It's a weird fight scene.
There's a fight scene, and then I think they catch April.
It's a food fight. They start throwing pies at people.
They get away, and then April gets the Maltese Hamster.
Oh, yeah, they go to April's apartment.
Right.
Which
they
is in...
They confront these guys, they fight them, they get away. April goes to her apartment. The kid, Chester, delivers the Maltese Hamster. And then Donatello goes, he has his own TV show. And the mobsters are watching TV. And then Donatello asks them what the Maltese Hamster is. And the mobsters just tell him everything he needs to know as quickly as possible because they have to provide all the exposition.
Yeah.
Because there's only 5 minutes left in the episode. And it turns out some guy in Malta, made this formula for an awesome... jet-powered rocket fuel or something.
It's like the most powerful fuel in the world, but it also blew him up.
It blew him up, which is pretty hilarious. He's dead.
Before he died, he wrote the plan in the Maltese Hamster somewhere.
Because that's what...
He wrote the formula.
That's normal. And then he dies, and then the Maltese Hamster... And then Shredder wants it, so he could use it to get the Technodrome out from the core of the Earth.
Yeah, so he basically pits them against each other. Donatello does.
Right, and then...
Because he overhears that they're meeting with Shredder at the docks, so that's where he formulates his plan to have them go to the docks too, because they'll bring it there.
Right.
And he also steals one of their guns, one of their crazy laser guns.
Right. And then...
So they have a showdown at the docks. The most Italian thing ever.
Right. And then they fight, and Donatello beats them, and then Shredder...
Well, Donatello gives Shredder to the Maltese Hamster.
Yep.
Right? And he's like, and he's like, I did it, I won. But then from the rooftop, with sniper-like precision, April shoots the hamster and it melts.
Of course, because April can do that. We've already established.
April's a sniper. April's a trained military sniper, we've learned.
Trained military sniper. And then...
Well, then Shredder instantly believes it's the guineas.
Of course. What did you just say? What did you just say, guineas? Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh, I am so upset right now. Oh, I don't know if I can finish this episode. Honestly,
I'm looking at the screenshot of them lined up.
Yeah, it's great. I'm looking at that too. It's hilarious.
Did his proportions change? The main character?
I think they changed.
They changed. Like, he was fat before. He's just like kind of wide and like beefy.
Excuse me, did you call him fat? You mean heavy-bodied? Hello?
He's a large-bodied American?
That's right. You should...
American is too... No, he's not. He's got to be a large-bodied individual.
Human. Human, okay. But, but the word man is in there.
Yeah, Hugh person.
I think you owe me an apology.
Hugh Person is the best.
Person.
Oh my god.
Is that all?
Not using humanity, we're using Hugh Person.
Hugh Person? You should correct somebody. I think you mean Hugh Person. I guarantee you, if you said that really seriously, there'd be at least one person who would apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a fun time to be alive, isn't it?
Oh, it's on an Urban Dictionary. Hugh Person, a diplomatically generalist term for every representative of Homo sapiens.
Clearly, we didn't come up with the joke first.
Fuck.
It's a pretty obvious one.
Yeah, it is a pretty obvious one, but...
Okay, so these Hugh people are in trouble.
Oh, there's a... there's a Yahoo Answers thread. Should we change the word Hugh Man to be Hugh Person in order?
I question if somebody was just trolling. That sounds like trolling to me. Somebody's just having fun. But you don't know anymore in today's, you know, who knows? No, who knows? I've seen people say things before. I thought they were totally kidding and they were not. So it's all over the place now. All right. So then the day goes. The Dagos are in trouble because now Shredder bounces after his multi.
Yeah, Shredder's just like, out! Exit stage left.
As typical Shredder. And then now
what I love about this episode is he leaves, right?
Yeah.
And then the turtles chase after him for some reason, but they never catch up to him.
Of course they don't.
And the dock has two giant holes in it where he came up and came down.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
they've never been, like, entirely accurate with this show. Like, they've never been that, like, attentive to details, except for this shot where they're like, no, he came up on the left side and went back down on the right side.
Put
two holes in there, background artist.
There was maybe one new manager at the animation studio who really cared.
In his first day.
Guys, we gotta be accurate. Right?
It's like art directors who are like, if I don't tell him anything, I'm not doing my job.
Yeah, right? I have to, you know, show him. Well, I'll tell you what. This episode, nobody's headband changes the wrong color.
Yeah, this is true. Crack that whip.
So that new art director did a good job.
Cracking that whip.
Chains. Is his name Raphael? Oh, it is? Then why is his headband red? Cracks the animator.
Flips tables. That's how you want to be as a boss. You want to be super cool, but you want to be on the edge of, like, being able to, like, lose your shit.
Really cool unless somebody screws up.
Yeah, you're always on the edge of flipping your shit and, like, gunning everyone down. Like,
hey, you know, things would get done, right?
Things would get fucking done.
If you had a boss that was a cool guy, but if you didn't do something you were supposed to do, he just unloaded on you, and then he apologized, you know, like, right afterwards. Like, I'm sorry, you know. Overreacting, but you know, things gotta get done. You'd be torn. You'd be like, oh man, I don't know what you mean. You'd be mad at the guy, but you wouldn't want to make that mistake again.
Yeah. So the turtles just end up fighting. They don't even fight the mobsters. They just, like, it cuts and then the mobsters are tied up and they're walking away.
Worth mentioning, the mobsters bring the other turtles to exchange for.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was Donatello's plan. Is I'll give you the hamster. Give me my buddies back.
Right, so that's what happens, and then he does, and then Shredder goes, all right, cool, we're going to kill you now, because that's also part of the deal. And then he loses his Maltese hamster, the turtles want to throw him a beating, he bounces, and now all of a sudden these mobs are surrounded by the turtles, and they start to pretend that they weren't serious, and they were just joking, and they didn't mean it. And then the turtles just throw them a beating, and the cops come to get them.
And the turtles walk away, and then it does the voiceover joke again, where Donatello is doing his voiceover.
Right.
And then Raph's like, can you stop? That's how the episode ends, which is a nice little callback to earlier on.
Yeah.
It's a good little wrap-up. Like, I particularly like the when Donatello was alone.
Yep.
How he's, like, actively, like, doing these things and putting one person against the other and, you know.
Oh, and also I want to mention that the whole point when Donatello was on his TV show, this is incredibly ridiculous, it turns out he wasn't on the TV show. He was inside the TV.
He was just standing behind a box.
But he was in it. He was underneath.
Yeah, he was standing behind a box with, like, the TV on his on. It was so dumb because, like, proportionally it doesn't work.
It makes no sense.
Because his whole body is in the TV, like shoulders to head.
Yeah.
And then his head is just in there at the end, and it doesn't make any fucking sense. It
makes no sense.
It's the best.
Hilarious. And that's it. This episode over.
Yeah. It's a good episode.
It's a good one. So anyway, we got to bounce.
Yeah, someone's got things to do.
We're gonna go play outside and, you know, do some Saturday things. Remember when you were a kid on Saturday? That was the best. I'm gonna go ride my bike on Saturday.
You'd be in the morning watching cartoons till Soul Train came on, and then you'd
go out. That was my signal to turn the TV off. Oh, Soul Train's on.
Soul Train's on. I gotta go outside.
Cartoons are over. Soul Train's on. Every once in a blue moon, somehow the news would pop up. What is the news?
The news. On a Saturday? There's no news on a Saturday. That's for weekdays.
The news is for weekdays, which are sad. The news is for Monday, and that's the news. That's it. We're out of here. I'm King Kong Bunga heading out.
And I'm Pizza Tossing Gub.
See you next time. Take care.
Later.